Well, howdy, gentlemen. Now, I've said this before, and I really truly do believe it. Most wokeness comes from femons. Because when you hear a new woke idea or something going on that's woke, how can you believe it came from a logical brain like a male? Just follow the idea back or something. Check it out. There'll be femons involved. They are the ones creating and pushing wokeness. Because wokeness generally destroys masculinity. It alienates it. And that's not a coincidence. The trouble is that wokeness never works. It always fails. Now, if you don't think wokeness comes from femons, just think of your old girlfriends way back when. I heard wokeness long time ago. Some of my girlfriends used to say things I used to think, Jesus. You see, wokeness only works in that small bubble in their head. It doesn't work in reality. Masculinity organizes, creates, builds, solves problems, generally improves something, and makes it better. Femon wokeness only destroys. Just take a look at all the things that went woke. Where are they now? It's unfortunate that wokeness has destroyed a lot of companies, institutions, and people. You see, when you get a lot of femons in one area alone, all of a sudden you start getting the woke ideas. Look at Disney. The only reason Disney's still around is because it was a humongous company. But if it continues wokeness, it will be gone too. Nothing has survived wokeness yet. But slowly, people are learning the truth. Wokeness almost killed America. Like, where do you think DEI came from? Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Who usually was always the DEI officers? Femons. More, I know there's other things in play like globalism and such, but wokeism is what tries to take the power away from a male. The truth is, they're scared of a masculine man because they know how much power is at his disposal. And I thought the biggest weapon a femon had was her body, her looks. But her biggest weapon by far is her mouth. Take it easy, fellas.